This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1946, How I Survived Medical Debt, Part 2, by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday, so if you're new here, it'd be best to listen to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear Part 2 and continue optimizing your life. How I Survived Medical Debt, Part 2, by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com. Mistakes that I recommend you avoid. Number 1. Choosing the lowest health insurance plan may save you a few dollars a week, but even for the healthy, this can be a terrible decision. Why? Because insurance is for these moments that happen and you never expect. Accidents and unexpected health issues can really cripple your financial situation. If you don't have insurance or you have insurance that only covers a small portion, it could leave you in crippling debt. Number 2, not having a savings account and emergency fund. I was young and felt that I never had enough money, even with multiple jobs. I wasted money every day on frivolous things, and I can see that now looking back on it. I didn't make a lot and lived paycheck to paycheck due to poorly budgeting my money. I had also begun to get so much credit card debt built up that I could not pay off. 3, credit cards became my emergency fund. This is the worst idea, especially when you have no real income. At this point, I was already deeply in debt and could not afford to pay even the minimum payments most months. This was the worst feeling ever, and I felt hopeless. I could absolutely see no end in sight to my financial problems, and then I started getting medical bills. Number 4, not returning phone calls regarding my medical bills. This was a terrible mistake that I made simply because I could not afford to pay the bills they sent me. I just would not answer the phone or return their calls. I let this one go far too long until the last call where the girl finally explained that I was being sent to collections. And number 5, looking back on my options now, I wish I could have avoided the method used to pay off my first pacemaker surgery. When I inquired on if I could do a payment plan, I was advised that they would only do a third-party loan. Feeling that I had no other options at the time, I set up and paid my medical bills for the next few years on this loan. Knowing what I know now, I would have spoken with a social worker in advance regarding my financial situation and inquired about additional assistance. I might have discussed other options and considered a different hospital that would have accommodated a payment plan. How to handle an unexpected medical crisis financially. Number 1. Stay in contact the entire time with your healthcare giver or hospital regarding your bill. Do not avoid phone calls or provide inaccurate information. This can only harm you more in the long run. This can actually cause you to owe on charges you never would have owed due to failure to communicate. There can be legal consequences involved in situations like this, where you can be held responsible for costs you normally would not have been. There are timeframes that you're allowed to update things with insurance companies, and when no contact is made by you within that timeframe, balances can become your responsibility. Number 2, once balances are dropped to collections, it can affect your financial situation worse. If you can't pay your bills, you can contact the billing department in most healthcare facilities. In these situations, they will usually be willing to arrange interest-free payment plans. You may even qualify for additional help in paying off your medical debt, such as discounts or even medical debt written off. Be honest and open about your financial situation. They may require you to provide proof, such as pay stubs or other documentation. The more you're honest and willing to work with them, the more they'll be willing to help you. I now work in medical billing, and these are just a few of the things I've learned since then. Number 3. If you go on short-term disability at your current job, be aware that you will owe taxes on the money paid to you. You can often request that your HR department withhold taxes, but if you don't do so, they will not withhold them. Later on, when you file taxes, you may have to pay taxes, And if you're getting a refund, this could decrease your refund significantly. Number four, don't be afraid to ask for help. Overall, this whole experience can devastate your finances if you continue to ignore the current reality. You must cut expenses everywhere and start to live like you're broke. If there are available financial resources offered, don't be embarrassed to take those opportunities. And number five, always check your medical bills for errors. If things don't seem right or something seems off, call and ask questions. You never know when you may have been mistakenly billed in error for something that you should not have been. Medical billers are human, and we do make mistakes, and a quick glance at your account may help us catch these errors. Our current healthcare and financial crisis. Right now, with the coronavirus or COVID-19, many people are experiencing both health crisis and financially devastating circumstances. So how do you handle this right? How can you make sure that you come out of this okay? The truth is, none of us knows just what to expect from all of this. We're anxious about jobs that are either uncertain right now or have already let us go. You might be laid off temporarily or even permanently right now, and that's scary. You might have little or no resources available at your disposal, but you're not alone. Many others are dealing with the same thing. My husband was laid off a few weeks ago, and my job has now been moved to working from home currently. Recommendations from those dealing with financial stress related to a healthcare crisis. Number one, don't be afraid to admit you need help. Many others are struggling just the same all around the world. You should not feel ashamed that you're in this place, and you should not have to struggle alone. Number two, look for resources that are available and apply for whatever you feel you may qualify for. Keep in mind that this is not permanent. This is just a difficult period where you might need a helping hand. Number three, talk with a social worker while you're hospitalized or going through treatments and be honest about your financial situation. Social workers are a great resource in connecting you with assistance that you may not even know is available for people in your current situation. Number four, look for food pantries that might offer help with groceries when money is tight. Religious organizations and charities often offer support in this way. Check your own local area for requirements, times, and locations. And number five, contact the hospital or clinic immediately when you receive a bill to discuss payment options. Be honest and upfront about your financial struggles and see what they can offer or what they advise you to do. In times of crisis, it's difficult to plan ahead because you typically don't expect what has happened. There are a few more articles that I've written regarding planning ahead for healthcare situations that I feel might be helpful for you. You just listened to part two of the post titled How I Survived Medical Debt by Andrea Joy of savingjoyfully.com.
Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. it's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
While obtaining health insurance at a reasonable cost is certainly a concern, what do we do when we're faced with a medical bill, even when we have insurance? I once got a bill for $1,000 because my doctor ordered a test that the insurance company wouldn't cover. I called the doctor's office and told them I was only able to pay $20 per month. And I did that for a couple of years until I got tired of calling to make my payment and so decided to just pay off the rest of the bill in full. But I never paid any interest. Remember to never put medical debt on a credit card. Always negotiate the bill and set up an interest-free payment plan. Did you know that medical billing fraud is an $80 billion problem? Healthcare is the only thing we pay for where we have no idea how much it could cost before we get the bill. But it's possible for us to be better consumers of healthcare. There was an incredible speech at the Economy Conference last year, which is an event I produce, about what to do when you get a medical bill. The speech was from Angel Salucci, who investigates medical billing fraud and abuse. And she's found from 20 years of data that 93% of medical bills may contain errors and/or blatant fraud. Always request an itemized bill and make sure you understand and agree to everything before you pay anything. There are 4 main types of common errors to look out for on medical bills. And if you'd like to learn more about this, check out Angel's speech on the Economy Conference YouTube channel titled "The Uprising of America Against Its Profiteering Healthcare System." And that's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. I'll be back with a bonus episode in just a second. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.